Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. I hope you guys had great holidays. I hope you have a great new year coming up. We are going to have some fun with this one. This is a very interesting hero. They were very short-lived, but man, there's a lot that can be done. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way, and then we will get into it. So this information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. Oh, you can even catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Now, that is the absolute best way to reach out to me and to catch me, because I post videos every day on YouTube. I post superhero memes on X, Instagram, and TikTok. So it's a lot of fun, but I love communicating back and forth with people, reading your comments, going, seeing ideas you may have and things like that. It's a lot of fun. But if you ever want to email me directly, you can do that as well. It is b4itall@yahoo.com. So this week I am going to be talking about Argent. Name maybe sounds familiar. She was actually a short-lived member of the Titans. But before I get into her, superhero fun fact. When the first group of Teen Titans were formed, the idea was to have a squad be full of young sidekicks and adult heroes. Since Wonder Woman was one of the biggest DC heroes at the time, naturally her sidekick was thought to be a perfect addition. The only problem was that the time Titans were created, Wonder Woman didn't have a sidekick. The creator of the first Teen Titans didn't actually know this and included Wonder Girl into the stories, thinking that she was just a sidekick. Once the mistake was realized, an origin and unique identity for Wonder Girl had to be created. Wonder Girl was named Donna Troy and envisioned as an orphan who Wonder Woman rescued, and thus started Donna's very complicated history. She is one that I've been kind of avoiding, but I might have to do a deep dive on soon, because it is a lot to unpack with her. But I thought that was pretty cool. Wanted to share that with you. Let's get into Argent. Now, Argent, her real name is Toni Minetti. Toni Minetti is the daughter of a former U.S. senator from New Jersey. Because if your last name is Minetti, you're going to be from Jersey, right? That just is a Jersey girl name. All right. Around the time she turned 16, Toni's skin starts to gain like a silver sheen to it. At a pool party for her 16th birthday, Toni is mysteriously teleported away. She and a few other teens learn that they are actually half alien. Their mothers having been impregnated by an alien race called the Hassan Natal. The teens are actually part of a sleeper agent program created by the Hassan Natal to defeat the superpowered beings already on Earth. The teens stay together and, with the funding of Lauren Jupiter, become the newest incarnation of the Teen Titans. Toni's ability to control bursts of Silva plasma energy earns her the codename Argent. Now, here's a fun fact, and I should have included this in the beginning. In the 90s, there was a storyline across DC Comics called Bloodlines, where there were these, like, kind of like, think of like the Brood from X-Men. Like, there were these alien bug creatures that kind of took over people. There was a hero named Argent in that, but he kind of hung it up afterwards. It was a really weird storyline. I may have to cover it. Would you guys like that, though? Would you guys like storylines being covered? Because that's pretty cool, too. Anyway, let's get back to this Teen Titans Argent. Now, the group is seen in a crossover entitled JLA, A World Without Grown-Ups. Argent and her allies are seen rescuing misguided children from the dangers of an amusement park that has no adult supervision. Now, at first, Toni is not a very serious adventure. She does not consider it like what she needs to do. However, when teammate Johto apparently dies, Argent takes it particularly hard. She vows to become a better hero, and when Mr. Jupiter disbands the team, Argent seeks training advice from Robin. She accompanies him on a mission to stop drug runners, but when she finds out that her father is actually involved, her Earth father. She decides to keep the information secret. When the Teen Titans reform, Argent is instrumental in initiating a membership drive. The team takes on new members Fringe and Captain Marvel Jr., which at the time he called himself CM3. I get the Captain Marvel. Maybe the third is like you have Shazam, you have Mary Marvel, and then him. Maybe that's how that works. I don't know. A possible romance between Argent and CM3 is explored, but is abandoned after a particularly horrible date, where CM3 is unable to cover the bill, so she's got to pay the bill. That is a terrible date. Now, after another battle with the Hassan Natal, the team discovers that Jodo is in fact alive. When members Prism and Fringe decide to stay in space, and with CM3 having left earlier, the team decides to disband. When the original Five Titans, which is Nightwing, Troia, Flash, Tempest, and Arsenal, decide to reform as the Teen Titans in the wake of the Technus Imperative conflict, which Tony had fought alongside the former Titans and the JLA, Argent is invited to join. That's actually pretty cool, because she has... In the comics, when she first came out, she was very materialistic. She wanted to be a hero because of the costumes. Like, she wanted a cool costume. There wasn't a lot of substance to her, but you see her actually maturing and developing, which is pretty cool. I like that. I like seeing a hero's growth because it just brings me into the storyline. But later, the Titans participate in another case involving the highly addictive speed drug Velocity 9. During the investigation, the role of Argent's father as a distributor of the drug comes to light. Argent has to choose between her father and the Titans, and ultimately allows her father to be arrested. You know, that's a tough place to be, though. Like, what do you do? You know you're right versus wrong, but it's also your family. Like, that's a very hard choice to do. Now, around this time, Argent is one of the first to fight against the Asmodal Spectre identity in the Day of Judgment limited series. First, alongside teammates Damage, and then with other superheroes, she helps fight a literal invasion from hell in the streets of New York City. For her troubles, Spectre turns her eyes into squirming fly larvae. Oh, gross. She and the other heroes affected are restored by the efforts of the Sentinels of Magic. In the Graduation Day story arc, a mysterious android from the future known as Indigo attacks the Titans and Young Justice, resulting in the apparent deaths of Troia and Omen. After the funeral, Nightwing disbands the Titans. When the Teen Titans are once again reformed by former members Cyborg, Starfire, and Beast Boy, Argent is not invited. When this version of the Teen Titans fights against Dr. Light and all reserve members are called, she is present. She also joins the Titans in their battle against Superboy Prime and saves Risk by stopping the blood flowing from his shoulder after Superboy Prime rips his arm off. Wow. 1 year later, Argent becomes one of the 20 members of the Teen Titans who quit after a few weeks. Her look is redesigned, and during this time she dates and later breaks up with teammate Molecule. At some point, Argent falls victim to the Darkseid Club, and she is forced to fight other captive metahumans at the behest of the apocalyptic gods on Earth. Argent is later rescued by Miss Martian, who takes her and the other former prisoners to Titan's Tower to rest. While there, Argent is offered a spot on the Teen Titans by Wonder Girl, but she declines. Alongside a number of former team heroes, Argent, Prism, and Jodo, now called Hotspot. I like Jodo better, I'm not gonna lie. I think Jodo is like the African word for fire, if I'm not mistaken, but I like Jodo better than Hotspot. But anyway, they later assist the then current team of Teen Titans during their battle against Superboy Prime and the Legion of Doom. During the final crisis, Argent is one of the superheroes drafted by Green Lantern Alan Scott under Article X. And following the events of Blackest Night, Argent is seen at the funeral for her former teammate and fellow Titan Damage. So what do you guys think? Like, there's not a lot of substance in her story, but there is a lot of, like, there's a lot of growth, and you see her being this, like, weird teen materialistic girl to this legitimate hero that is getting invited to teams, and it's basically up to her whether or not she wants to be on them. But let me know in the comments. Like I said, if you're watching me on YouTube, it's Superhero Deep Dive, or if you want to catch me on YouTube, it's Superhero Deep Dive. I strongly encourage comments on there because it gives the whole community a chance to respond and play off each other and build this great storyline, which would be awesome. That's kind of my dream. I'd love to see that happen. But yeah, you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive, where I post superhero memes daily. And you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. All right, let's get into some fun facts. Argent appears in Teen Titans. This version is an honorary member of the team, recruited by Starfire, who possesses red energy constructs and has an interest in fashion. She also appears in Teen Titans Go. And that's really it for her fun facts. She's a very, very obscure character. But what can we do with this character? Let's do the final thoughts. Okay, now Argent was definitely a product of her times. But it seems like she's, for the most part, disappeared. So what can we do? What can we do with this character? You know, if you look at her power, she's like a silver version of the Green Lantern. So there should be a place for her in that realm, right? Like, wouldn't it make sense to explore her powers further since they are very similar? We could see her training on Oa to get a better use of her powers that come naturally instead of a ring. But what if, like, I was kind of brainstorming, and what if her energy, like her powers, are actually make her like the embodiment of one of the colored energies, like even the White Lantern energy, which is a big push because the White Lantern energy is like, you know, it's like the one lantern to rule them all. But with the silver sheen, you have to kind of admit that it'd be a little bit closer to white than anything else. But wouldn't that be pretty cool? Like, let's look into that. Let's build on that. She has got this ability to make constructs. I'm pretty sure they did red for the cartoon simply because it makes it easier, visually. But yeah, with silver energy constructs, she's got to fit in the Green Lantern realm, right? Like, I mean, it only makes sense. And if we look at other heroes like Jade, she was made a Green Lantern. And the power comes from her naturally because she's the daughter of Alan Scott. We did a deep dive on her. You should check it out because she's actually a really awesome hero. And you have the brother, I believe, Obsidian. I haven't done a deep dive on him. But he's got like a dark energy. Like, what if he is the embodiment of the Black Lantern energy? You know, there's a lot of things that can come from this that we really, I think the Green Lantern realm needs to be explored with heroes that are similar and see if there's a connection and go from there and kind of build a universe. But that's my thoughts. I would love to hear your thoughts. So let me know in the comments. Like I said, you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. I have a TikTok, which I'd love for you to subscribe and follow with that. It's under Superhero Deep Dive. But the best way, the absolute best way, is to catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. I post multiple videos a week. I post shorts every day for superhero memes. I post a big superhero meme weekly review every Saturday, and the deep dive comes out every Tuesday. But I would love to hear your thoughts. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, share, all that good stuff. Hit the notification bell. You know, everything good under the sun comes from this, I guess. I don't know. It's not a big deal for you guys. Means a lot to me, and I would really appreciate it. But I think that's going to be it for me. I'm getting ready to travel out of town with my family to see more family and do family things as a family should. So guys, I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe, and I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys later. Bye-bye.